Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Mitch Tischler of NBC Sports Washington. Mitch, welcome. It's great to have you with us. Thanks so much.
I'm happy to be here. I wasn't so happy to hear that South Carolina call because I'm a Terp alum, and last night was a tough night for the Lady Terps.
But you know what? Brenda's done a great job with that team. They gave South Carolina all they could handle last night.
They did. I mean, you know, taking the lead at the end of the first quarter gave everyone a little false hope that South Carolina team is going to be tough to beat.
That's all right. And you're going to get Jameer Young back next year, too. So there you go. On the men's side.
That.
Yeah. All right, Mitch, you're talking about two billionaires whose combined net worth is $11.3 billion. What's the thought? I know Snyder would like $7 billion. These guys say they want to give $6 billion. What do you think?
Well, I think actually today Adam Schefter tweeted that about, you know, the two groups of billionaires, the Josh Harris Mitchell Rails group and the Steve Apostolopoulos group, as they've submitted fully funded $6 billion offers. I think the most important part of that tweet, though, was that they met Dan Snyder's asking price, because all along there's been talk that Dan Snyder was going to try and sell the team and that he was entertaining offers, but there's no talk about what that asking price was and kind of what that bottom line number was that was going to get him to sell. And there was a lot of thought early on that that number was closer to $7 billion than $6 billion. So, you know, to get to a point here where there are official offers, there are official bids in for this team, and we know what the asking price is and kind of what the bottom line is for Dan Snyder to sell, I think we can all kind of look at this as this thing is very, very, very close to being done, and I expect within the next month at the most we'll have news of an official deal being done.
All right, before I get to that last part, Harris, you just talked about your Terps. Harris is a Maryland guy. Just having somebody that is at least attached to the area, what can that mean if it were to go through?
Yeah, Josh Harris went to high school right down the road from where I grew up, so certainly have read into him and learned enough about him. Certainly it's important, and you want that to be the case, but you can also look at, you know, Dan Snyder, who grew up in the area as well, actually not too far away from where Josh Harris was, and he was a huge, you know, then Redskins fan, and that was, you know, all part of him wanting to buy the franchise for, you know, record price at the time. And I think that fandom might have gotten in the way a little bit, where he, you know, he got a little too excited and got himself a little too involved in the football side of things, you know, before everything else went off the rails. I'm talking about early in his ownership group. So, you know, yeah. I love having a guy that's tied to the area and Josh Harris. And, you know, Mitchell Rails runs, you know, one of the biggest companies in D.C. So you have two guys who have real ties, you know, to the DMV area. But, you know, there's positives and negatives that go along with that. But I think it'll be good to get a little new blood in Ashburn.
Emotionally, what would it mean to the fan base to see a change in ownership, regardless of who it is?
Oh, I mean, I don't think there's enough words to describe how excited this fan base would be. I mean, I think this fan base is a sleeping giant, and you can talk about, you know, how much the fans have gone away over the years and how, you know, uninterested they are in, you know, going to Commanders games. And you've seen over the past, you know, decade plus how other teams, you know, take over FedEx Field when the Commanders play. I imagine that the second that this sale gets done, opening day at FedEx Field will be sold out. Fans are talking about wanting to have a parade through the streets of D.C. You know, I think this might be a bigger moment in the history of the Washington football franchise than, you know, when they won the Super Bowls. I think this is there'll be a reemergence of, you know, one of the best fan bases in football turning back into just that, one of the best fan bases in football.
What would it mean to the possibility within the next few years of getting a new stadium by having Snyder out of the way?
It'll go a long way. I mean, he was clearly having no real progress with any of the Maryland, Virginia, or D.C. You know, D.C. essentially was unwilling to even discuss it with him about going back to RFK Stadium, which is, I would imagine, most fans' preferred site for the new stadium. There's a lot of opportunity in the DMV to create a great football stadium, and that wasn't going to happen with Dan Snyder at the helm. So, you know, the second that that this deal gets done, that's going to be the very first thing I imagine the new owners are going to have to, you know, start figuring out how much money they're going to spend, where they're going to spend it, and what they're going to do. But, you know, there's going to be a world-class stadium in and around the DMV in the next 5 to 10 years, and I feel confident saying that with the new ownership group. I wasn't so confident when Dan Snyder was at the helm.
Yeah, because I know he talked about Woodbridge, Virginia at one point. The Virginia legislature wouldn't even listen to him about it. And let's face it, most legislatures listen when the NFL calls. So, as we know.
And the Virginia legislature had done a lot of business with the Commanders over the years. The then Redskins had training camp down in Richmond, and there was a big tax break for Dan Snyder and the football team, and they redid their headquarters. They redid a big portion of their headquarters up in Ashburn in Northern Virginia, and it was shocking when Virginia wasn't even willing to come through with real money. And that location down in Woodbridge would have been the death of this franchise, because that is arguably the single worst stretch of 95 traffic-wise. You know, along its entire corridor, so it would have been a real tough spot down there. And I think ultimately, if he stayed owner, that they would have ended up back in Landover, Maryland, where FedEx Field is right now, because they just would have had no other option.
Do you want to know how well I know that? Two of my children teach in the Woodbridge School District.
so you know it well.
So I know it well. Dale City, Woodbridge, know it well.
That
stretch of road, you can be humming along, and all of a sudden it's time to get off at Lorton and start picking your way through the back roads.
Time to bail off onto Route 1 and pick your way through the traffic lights in the back roads.
You got that right.
It's incredible.
You got that right. Know it well, Mitch. Know it well. Dan Snyder's also been known to be a very stubborn man. So are there some thoughts that, great, he's going to get our hopes up again and then he's going to say no again? Even though there's a lot of pressure on him, he always seems to like go to the heck with pressure.
Yeah, I mean, you said stubborn. I've been saying persnickety has been the adjective I've been using to describe him. You know, the biggest holdup right now, I don't even know if it's a holdup, but the biggest question mark right now is that he lobbied the NFL for indemnification of any legal issues that arise after he potentially sold, which essentially means he's asking the NFL to put any prior legal issues that he may have put the team in on the new owner, which is, you know, rather asinine in the big picture, and especially when you think about how much money the new owners are going to be spending. But he made a formal request with the NFL and to Commissioner Roger Goodell to be indemnified against anything that, you know, the Virginia DA or the Maryland district comes up with, as far as whether it was, you know, the whether it was the financial proprieties or any other issues. So that's something that I think that he is going to, you know, hold on to and hope and pray that he can make happen. And if you want to talk about hiccups, I would say that's the biggest hiccup is, you know, the Virginia district attorney is investigating the alleged financial improprieties. If at any point they bring a case against Dan Snyder, they could freeze the asset of the Commanders and not allow him to sell until after that's figured out. Now, I imagine there's a lot of backroom dealings and discussions happening, and I think as long as the sale process continues along the way that it's going, I don't expect that to be an issue. But, you know, when you have different law enforcement entities and, you know, folks looking into your rights and wrongs from, you know, more or less 25 years, there's always something that can pop up and create an issue. So, you know, as much as it feels like this thing is very close to being done, I'm not holding my breath until every I is dotted and T is crossed.
Plus, there's also an NFL investigation into him as well. Not just the congressional. It's the Mary Jo White investigation. She has not put out any of her findings. It's almost like I feel like the NFL is playing a waiting game, using that as a chip to maybe force his hand, like, okay, we'll back off on this if you get rid of the team.
Yeah, I think you can look at that, like we just said, about the backroom dealings and whatnot. You know, yeah. I'm sure there's a tacit agreement between, you know, the NFL and Mary Jo White commanders that as long as this thing continues along its path and, you know, ultimately gets into the end zone, that, you know, the findings from that won't come out until a sale potentially happens. I mean, you know, we were talking about on our podcast today about, you know, Dan Snyder being persnickety or difficult or whatever word you want. But, you know, he's a cat that's slowly walking towards the exit door, and you don't want to spook him or do anything to, you know, to change the direction that this sale is going. And I think that starts with, you know, with that Mary Jo White investigation, which is not a legal investigation. That's right. They're looking for background to potentially vote him out, which the NFL needs. Three-quarters of NFL owners would have to vote to kick Dan Snyder out to force him to sell. I think they don't want to go down that route unless they have to. And, you know, that Mary Jo White investigation is kind of an ace in the hole that they can break out if he starts backing off or, you know, pointing towards not agreeing to a sale or any of those other things.
I will end it this way. I like persnickety. That's good. I wish I'd said it.
You're it's not trademarked. You're welcome to use that.
Thanks, Mitch. Mitch, absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for all the great information.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.